Take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the second half hour of hour number three on this Friday, June 28, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Sherry O'Donnell running for the Republican nomination in the August 6th primary. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
We're busy, crazy, just like you. You've been traveling all over the state of Michigan. Tell the folks about all these local county Republican parties that have come out and endorsed your campaign for U.S. Senate.
Oh, Trucker, it's amazing and so encouraging and supportive. We have so many counties that are doing either precinct delegate caucuses and endorsing me as their top preferred U.S. candidate, U.S. Senate candidate, or they're still coming out and doing their approvals. We just got this weekend, we got Saginaw doing it. We got this morning, we were notified Nuevo has gotten and putting out their voter guide. It is just county after county after county. We were in Washtenaw, as well as Livingston last night, and Washtenaw said, we also need to do a precinct delegate. Everybody hates Rogers. Nobody is for Rogers. Everybody is backing me. Trucker, we've got the momentum and encouragement. And, you know, 6 weeks, 7 weeks before the primary, we're knocking it out of the park that way.
Well, one of the things that's really interesting, our county here in Antrim, you weren't available. I made a couple-minute comment about you. I played, actually, your radio commercials for them. And they had a conversation. A motion was made, seconded, and supported, unanimously voted to endorse your campaign. But what I was really shocked to see in our local three newspapers that we have in Antrim County, the Republican Party put out a large display ad. It was a half page. And it said, these are the true Republicans that the Antrim County Republican Party has endorsed for this upcoming August 6th primary. And you being the Senate candidate at the top of the ticket, you were number one. Josh Saul came in for Congress versus Bergman. And then a lot of the sheriffs, Vicky's race for clerk, and all of our board of commissioners. I was surprised to see it. But have you heard that other counties that have come out, endorsed you, made you the preferred choice, are they going to be running ads in their local newspapers like Antrim County did?
Trucker, several have. Saginaw, for instance, did a big press release such that the Detroit News finally called me.
You got to be kidding. The Detroit News called Sherry O'Donnell. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And I had a profile interview yesterday with him, actually. But so Saginaw has, and the other counties are trying to kind of get the word out. But I think it's fantastic that those local newspapers need to be carrying it, too. So yeah. I think we're going to encourage those that have notified us that we've gotten their endorsement. Hey, guys, now we need you to publicize that. A lot of them are putting it on their Facebook pages and their website. But it's, Trucker, it's encouraging. It doesn't mean we fight any less. We're still fighting. We were, like I said, in Washtenaw. We're in the Ann Arbor area. We were in Livingston. We're going everywhere.
Unbelievable.
6,000 miles a month, Trucker.
Wow. You're almost becoming Trucker Randy. I average 10 to 12,000. So, but I was getting paid. I was getting paid $3 a mile, a little bit different than what you're getting. Hey, I want to ask you this question, too, because somebody asked me again about residency. Have you heard any more about anybody investigating, verifying the fact that Mike Rogers does not live in the state of Michigan? I got one guy that called me and said, Randy, I drove by that house. And he said, there's nobody living there. And the grass is actually up about a foot tall. Nobody's even mowing the lawn. Have you heard any more in any way, shape, or form in your travels around the state about Mike Rogers' residency?
I have not. I do know that that 728-square-foot house, he has clearly said he's not living in it because it's being remodeled. This much I do know, and we fact-checked, Randy, that it was remodeled for $150,000 before he bought it by the Gaines couple. You know, the Gaines that does the national remodeling, the Gaines couple, they remodeled it for $150,000 before Rogers even bought it for $295,000 or $275,000. But how much would it take? How much could you possibly remodel for $150,000 in a 728-square-foot home? And he said he's not living there. He said he's not living there because it's being remodeled. Really? He's not living in it because it's a matchbox compared to his $1.7 million home in Florida. And my contention is Michigan needs two senators. Florida doesn't deserve three.
Amen to that. The U.S. Constitution says two U.S. senators per state. So, sorry, Florida, you don't get three U.S. senators. We get two. You get two. That's the way the game is played. Let me ask you this question, too. On that point, a lot of people are saying that Donald Trump did very well in the debate last night. Actually, Biden did really bad. But the endorsement itself, you're saying that based on the people you're talking to, Sherry, the places you're going, they're not buying Trump's endorsement.
They absolutely are not buying his endorsements. When you look at it, 0 of 7 of his endorsements have really won in Michigan. And the contention and the resounding message is Trump needs to stay out of Michigan politics. But, you know, Randy, the other thing this really brings to point is we all knew that Trump was going to blow the debate away against, of course, the demented Biden. And yet they still debated. Mike Rogers will not debate me because he's chicken. Last night we got a meme sent over to us by one of the other candidates, not Senate candidates, but out of one of the other watch parties that had a life-size dressed chicken with the notification, Mike Rogers is chicken, he won't debate. That's the issue. Mike has nothing to run on, and he is running scared. So he is a chicken. He will not debate me. But it goes back to the fact that the American people deserve to hear. This is a job interview. They deserve to hear the differences. Michiganders deserve to hear the differences between our platforms and what we plan on doing. Mike's whole thing is he's planning on running on Trump's endorsement. That is failing him.
Absolutely. I got a text message from one of our downstate listeners, Scott. He's in Lansing. And he said, hey, Trucker, how can I get a Dr. Sherry yard sign?
Give us a call. We're getting those yard signs out. We've ordered. There's another shipment coming in. We have somebody down and around in different depots. So if he will reach out to us, Trucker, we'll get him some signs. And please thank him. Scott, thank you.
Yeah, let me ask you real quick, which phone number would be preferred for him to call for a sign?
You know what, Trucker, right now we're actually still in Ann Arbor and we'll probably be going towards the Lansing area. We could probably meet him this afternoon.
Okay, so can I text him your cell phone number?
You can.
Okay, very good. Well, anytime you guys want her phone number, just text me. I'll send you her contact. You can, it'll be a clickable, dialable link, and you can get a hold of her. She's on the road. If she's not able to answer the call, go to voicemail. But most importantly, turn around, leave a voicemail, but text her, because you can text her at the same number. Other question just came in. One of the things that they're looking for heading into 4th of July, a few of our other candidates, what's your plans for 4th of July parades or areas? Where are you going to be at?
We've got a ton of parades. We're going to try to hit those according to time frames and drive frames. And when we're not there, we're going to try to have some volunteers. If there's anybody that would like to march on our behalf, we'll throw some T-shirts. We'll get some signs in there. Please reach out on the website, DocSherry2024.com. Or text us at DocSherry2024@gmail.com. We can't be in all the parades, but we are going to hit several. We'll have those hopefully underneath the events. So we've been looking at, you know, each thing is, Trucker, where we are, we're so southwest Michigan, everything is a distance from us. So like Sunday, so a pilot is actually coming down and picking us up in his plane and bringing us to Sandusky. And then bringing us back. I wish we had a plane to do all the travel that we're doing, and I wouldn't be putting 6,000 miles on my car every month. But We'll have it out there. We're going to try to hit as many of the parades as we can.
Excellent. And then, like you say, if you're supporting her and you feel you like to wear a T-shirt and be at the parades or walk in the parades, you just get a hold of them on the website or, again, text me and I'll send you her contact. You can text her directly. They'll put it in the mail. Make sure when you text her your name and your mailing address and what size of a T-shirt you'd like, because they can put those in easy, you know, priority mail envelopes and get them to you here this Friday. You know, it's June 28th, so we got plenty enough time, Sherry, to mail out the T-shirts before 4th of July.
Yep. So the other thing, truckers, that we've got banners that are available, too. If anybody wants to carry some of the banners in the parades, we'll get it to them.
Okay, very good.
Such a groundswell of support, and it's kind of encouraging the closer we come to the primary.
Yes, and the absentee ballots are in the mail, heading out now. Ours in Antrim, for some reason, have been delayed. They're not going out until July 5th or July 8th, and one of our sheriff candidates has already filed a complaint with Bureau of Elections, again, an incompetent clerk over here in Antrim County, but that's soon going to be ending. My question is, are you hearing others are already getting absentee ballots out there on the campaign trail?
Oh, not only are they getting them, but actually we had Mark was at the NORC, the North Oakland Republican Club that we were at the other night, and he showed me on his phone, and he wanted to show me specifically that he'd circled in my name on that ballot already. He said, Doc, I want to show this to you. And then we took a little video when he sent it out to his people on his social media platforms. So, sure. Yes, people are getting them and ready filling them out, and they're circling in my name.
Excellent, excellent. So, yeah, Scott, I texted you the link, clickable link. Just call or text her, and she'll hook up with you. Some way staff will. Somebody will get back to you. He just texted me back, said thank you. Rod Wheeler in Lake County, our banners and signs are supposed to be here today for his campaign, and he said he's looking forward to getting some for you up here. Do we have a distribution center set up yet for northern Michigan where you're going to go, or are they going to be mostly downstate?
Trucker, we've got them kind of all over the state. Probably the most north right now is Lakeview.
Okay.
But Chuck Murphy in Gratiot has got some. We've got some that's going to be in Muskegon. We'll have some. We're trying to figure out when we get up to Sandusky where else we can get those. So we're making the depots, if you will.
So we're looking
for somebody to help us out at north, and we'll get them up there.
All right. Well, we're going to be available at Frisky's Farm Markets production facility. If you need the address, text me and I'll send you the link. And just keep getting some sleep and don't forget to eat food. You got to keep your strength up.
Thanks, Trucker. Have a great weekend.
You have a good weekend, too. We'll talk to you soon. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker gets money.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high.
Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
A rambling man. Oh, I love that song. That's a good one. I like that one. Final segment of today's show. Got 14 text messages during the break regarding the upcoming debate that the radio station is hosting on Thursday, July the 11th at the Ellison Place in Gaylord. Just text me debate. Now, it does come with a caveat. All my text messages of flyers and events and different things that we do, if you ask for it, you got to forward it to 10 people. When you send it to them, you forward the flyer to them, ask them to send it to 10 people. 10 by 10 by 10, we can end up with, you know, hundreds of people at this event, maybe 1,000. We wouldn't have enough chairs. That would be awesome. I'm hoping to get at least 200, 300, 400 people. That's how many chairs we're going to have set up, racks available for more chairs. But we would like to have this to be a big event this year. This is the first biennial. Every 2 years, starting in 2024, this radio station will be having this event at the Ellison Place in Gaylord. Love the Johnson family. Love the dad, the family history. Johnson Propane, their gas stations. Love those guys. Great facility. If you've never been to the Ellison Place, you got to come see this. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal convention, conference center, event center right in Gaylord, Michigan. Love, love the Ellison Place. The address, 150 Dale, D-A-L-E, Drive, Gaylord, Michigan. Doors will be opening at 4 o'clock. First Congressional District debate will start at 5, the 107th at 6, the 106th at 7, and ending it at 8 o'clock till 9 will be the 105th House District. We're asking the county chairs for the 105th, 106th, 107th to be the panelists, asking the questions, their concerns, their things that they feel are important to their community. That's what we're looking for. So you have to understand that this is an event that we the people, are demanding of our elected officials and our candidates. This is something that we the people want, and we want these people to show up. Now, I put it out there in constructive notice. I've texted them. They know that if they don't show up at this event, I will be subbing in for them. So if Congressman Jack Bergman doesn't want me speaking for him in the answers to the county chairs, then Jack, you need to be there. Cam Cavett, Ken Borton, Parker Fairburn, If you don't want me answering the questions for you, you need to show up. I know your voting records. I know what bills you sponsored. I know, Parker, you have never voted on any bills because you've never been elected before. I know your platform. I've been to your website. I know where you stand on certain issues. And I will answer the questions to the best of my ability, honestly, truthfully, based on what's on your website, based on what bills you've sponsored, and how you voted. Cam, I know you had COVID the day the vote was taken for the gun bills, but you were in your office the very next day. So I will make sure I answer the question that way for you. Now, this is not a tactic that I'm forcing you guys. I had one person text me back and says, well, you're basically extorting me. No, I'm not extorting you. Grow up. That's not extortion. Look up the definition. What I'm saying is you need to come and answer the questions of the county chairs that represent your counties in your districts. If you're not willing to face the county chairs, how can you possibly expect the voters to vote for you? You're not willing to answer the county chairman's questions pertinent to his county for his people that he represents. Now, he's willing to come to the debate, prepare questions, be prepared to ask you guys questions. Why are you not considerate enough of his or her time to come and answer their questions? And as a result, again, how can you possibly expect anybody to mark a ballot for you if you won't come to this event? So this is very simple, folks. Text me debate. I'll send you the flyer. Send it to your state rep. If your state rep is Cam Cavett, forward the flyer from him. Will you be there, or do you want Trucker Randy answering questions for you? Send it to him. Send it to Parker Fairburn. Send it to Ken Borton. I don't want to do this. I do not want to be Jack Bergman for the first hour of this debate. Jack, show up yourself. Answer the dang questions yourself. I don't want to do it. But if you don't show, you're forcing me to do this because people want answers. I know your voting record. If you don't think I haven't been following your voting record, you don't think I've been following your conservative rating, you're completely wrong. So, again, debate. The other thing is coming up July 27th is the fun shoot. We're just less than 30 days away now. It's going to be the fourth Saturday in July. The gates will open at noon in Central Lake, Michigan. It's the fifth annual fun shoot pig roast, and this year, U.S. Senate shoot vote. If you're an adult registered voter, you'll get one shot at the target of the candidate of your choice who you plan to vote for. We're taking pictures before the shoot and after. And we're going to blast it out there. These are what the conservative patriots, these are the people they're voting for in the U.S. Senate. So text me debate, text me event, or text me pig. I have two folders set up on my phone. That's it for this week. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 67s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.